So you see the psukim here are involved with someone who wants to bring a karban, v'mehema asher yakrivenu imenu karban l'Hashem, kol asher yitem imenu l'Hashem yekodesh, everything he brings should be kodesh, lo yachlifenu, he should not exchange, lo yomir aso, tov bera, rabba tov, we should not make any exchanges, upgrade or downgrade. Vim Hamer Yamir Behema Bibehema, if he does make some kind of exchange, Vayahu Utmuraso Yekodesh. So his animal that he made Kodesh and the one he attempted to exchange for, they're both Kodesh. So Mela doesn't really pay to try and make an exchange, because you're gonna end up with two animals that are Kodesh. And the last pasuk here, v'herech ha-kohen osah bein tov v'bein ra, kerech ha-kohen ken yiyah, v'im gol yigolena v'yosef chamishiso al erkecha. But you could be pulled to the animal. If you want to be pulled to the animal, so you have to add on a fifth. That's all you need to know. So everyone gets scared off of the, you know, shmuzim karbonos. That's all you need to know. No exchanges. You bring a carbon, you can exchange one animal for another. If you want to be pulled to it, if you do try and exchange it, there's a knas. We make the second animal kodesh also. And the second halacha is that if you want to be pulled to, you want to redeem the animal you made kodesh, so then you have to add a fifth onto the price. So if it's worth $200, you have to add a fifth. All the mathematicians. Add a fifth. The Gavi, the Bino, how to do it. Okay. I found this fantastic, Rabag. Rabag says, Hatuelas Hashlishi Hubamitzvahs. Just run through it together. Humashet Sivanu Ladan Bhekdoshe Behema Torah. You want to give us rules on the sanctification of a pure behema shemina roy le karbon from a behema Torah. It's fitting to bring as a karbon. V'hinei atuelas bezos hamitzvah vura. The benefit for this mitzvah is known. V'hinei hishira haTorah mihomer mihachlif behema behema. The Torah prohibits you from making an exchange. So that people should not become lenient with regard to hegdish, making things hegdish. So Balbag comes right out with it. It's not some kind of xeris hakasiv, which I originally thought there's no such thing as exchanges. I thought maybe something is, if this is holy, so you can't exchange it with something else. I thought maybe something's like a din. I don't know, some kind of din. Rabbi says straight up, it is a din. But the reason the Torah makes this din, because if you make an exchange, we know what you're going to do. You can say, oh, here, I have this beautiful cow, this fat cow, and I want to exchange it. You're going to use, who knows what, the skinny cow or some other downgrade. We know that's what you're going to do. So the Torah takes the Nisayan away, no exchanges. Kidaito shel adam krova el mamono. Because the das of a person is very much on his money. Which is a quote, if you got so far to do the Rambam, that's a quote from the Rambam. Daito shel adam krova mamono. The mind of a person is, he was always holding in his bank accounts. Imchashvo she'em bazeh hesekal. He's going to think that there is no damage done. What's the big deal? Ki kvar yikariv zeh abal chayim tmuras abal chayim ahu. I'm making exchange, one animal for another animal. So one's a cow, and one's a cat. Well, that cat's not a behemah Torah, but so what? They're both living animals. V'yechashiv gam kein, he's going to think also, ki mipnei shezeh balchayim hakarev, the balchayim that was supposed to be brought as a korban, holich le'ibud, nebuch, this poor animal is going to go totally be destroyed. It's going to be shechted. Rachmana litzlan. Tov sheyamiru osav epachzim menu. He has this great svara. It's better. It's better that I exchange it for something that's not as valuable because I'm saving in the world bal tashkus. I am save the seals. He becomes an environmentalist. It's terrible. Take this animal, which is worth a lot, and you're going to exchange it for something that's not worth as much. I'm a kind of mitzvah because it's holech le'ibud. It's going to be destroyed. You let me destroy such a chash of animal, exchange it for something worth less. This way there's not as much destruction in the world. The Yavizeh, and this person will come, lahafchis milas hakarbonos lebzosim. He will come to reduce the esteem of karbonos and degrade them. Because of this, konsa oso atorah, the Torah gives him a fine, shayia hu tmurasa kodesh, that this animal and the animal he attempts to exchange it for both become hekdesh. So the obvious kasha, I think it's the obvious kasha, is here this guy, we're not talking about a fellow who is forced into anything. You know, this guy has to bring a carbon, wants to bring a carbon. So he's bringing this carbon, you know, a kapara, the ritzonchem, he's bringing this carbon. And if you want to say like Chavez, it's hard for him, but look at all the svaras he comes up with. Would you think such a person who's a nadiv leiv, he's a donor, he's trying to, and he's getting a kapara from it. As the Rabbag started out, HaTawelos Bezos HaMitzvah Mavur, it's well known that the great milus and the kapara that comes from a karban nowadays, right, we don't have the Beis Hamikdash, we don't have the karbanos. If we would have the karbanos with tremendous kapara, it would be for us. And this person's going, whatever, I'm not fluent, I can't say I'm fluent, but imagine he goes to the Kohen and it's the whole routine of bringing the karban to the Mizbeach. And here, this person is like on a dime almost, on a dime. It's not just like, you know, he gave the money, he donated the money. He just thought, whatever, maybe having a little charata, maybe he could hear that, I'm not sure, I have to think about that, but he's coming up with like svaras why it's better. He's coming up with svaras why it should be good. Is this the person you're worried about, the average person being a carbon? The average being a carbon is one of the good guys. He's being a carbon, this guy's a tzaddik. This is the guy who you're worried about is going to be mevaza the karban, is going to and downgrade it to something less because he wants money, but more than that, and I think he's doing a mitzvah from it. Ad kedei kach, he's going to say something so krum and say that it's a mitzvah because I'm saving the seals. He becomes an environmentalist. It's batashkes, it's holich le'ibud. That's how you take a carbon, you call it holich le'ibud. This poor animal is holich le'ibud. There's a great tawelus for being a carbon. What does he think? So, Elamai, we see from here how susceptible we are to krova. What's the lashon he quotes from the Rambam? Daito shaladim krova mamono. It's krova mamono. It's a natural desire. And we are capable of saying the most krum svaras. It's important to know that. It's easy to hear it when, you know, you're being towing for it, or you're the nitan for it. But once you have the negiah, you come up with svaras. Sounds like a pretty wild svara here. This person wants to bring a carbon as a kapara, and now he's trying to not bring the carbon, and this animal is holy chalibud, let me just get something in there to be yodseh. This is a bal chayim, this is a bal chayim. What's the difference? Of course there's a difference. But at the moment, this negiyah clouds him. This is very important to note, that we're susceptible not just from wanting the money, but then we come up with self-righteous svaras to taina for ourselves. It's important to know that we have the negiyah. How much think of the svara? He's going to say this svara. This animal is holy chalibud. And the Cheskuni, it's all the same shmuz. The Cheskuni says, "B'sada achuz, b'stei achuzo, b'mais hasheni v'atam, k'shabal hikdish." When the baal, the owner, makes something kodesh, more heter la'atzmo, he'll be more heter. U'mezalzel ha'inyan, he will humiliate, degrade, defile this whole mitzvah. V'omer harei akomi shali, this is it's my animal. Da'imet en kach. If we allow an exchange, he'll say, it's good enough. Be happy with this, good enough. Lefich hacham retora sheyosef chomesh al omed. Therefore, we tell the person, if he's trying to be poda'it, in situations where he's trying to redeem something, he has to add on a fifth, because he's for sure going to downgrade. We are sure he's going to downgrade, and we make him add a fifth. But again, what's this guy who's trying to bring the carbon, he's trying to get a kapara, he's trying to get the mitzvah. What's he going to do? He wants to be pulled his animal, and he's not going to give the amount that it's worth. He just donated a car at the Chinese auction. You know, it's $10,000. And I can't give you the car. Here, let me give you $6,000. Well, you said $10,000. Well, it's an old car. You know, he comes up with all these swears. That's what people are so susceptible to doing. He was just bringing this holy carbon, and now it's hakol mishali. This is it's mine. It's yours. You amakdish it. What do you mean it's yours? You gave it over to Hegdish. There's so many halachas. It doesn't belong to you. It belongs to Hegdish now. If you take it, if you use it, it's malim behegdish. It's a me'ila. It's a serious avera. But you see, he's using svaras. It's hakol mishali. Dai bekach. It's almost laughable. Guy's going to say, Dayim eten kach. It's enough if you take this. Who do you think he's talking to? He's not talking to the guy, the Joe on the street. He's not a handout to some schlepper, some homeless guy standing at the red light. He's someone going to the Kohen. He's going to the Ribono Shel Olam and say, Dayim, it's enough if I give you this. This is how he plummets. He was just such a tzaddik. He wants a kapara. Now all of a sudden, when it comes time to actually giving it, he writes it off. It's enough if you take this. What happened to this guy? Nebuch. It's a negiyah. He has a negiyah. You can say even a krum svara. It's enough of this. It's mine. It's mine. And then I just saw one other. So again, that's, I think the Cheskuni and the Rabbah is exact same shmuz. It's exact same shmuz on the exact same topic. I don't know if it counts as one shmuz, I think. And this Rambam, I don't want to take the time to read through the whole Rambam, but it's such a beautiful piece. Let's go from three lines before the Rambam gets fat. Yerd the Torah lesof machsheves ha'adam. The Torah was yored to the thinking of man. The kitzas yitzro hara shetivo shel adam nota laharbos, and how to fight the yitzhara whose teva is to laharbos kinyano lachos hamamono. A person wants to always capitalize on his transactions, and he cares about his money. He wants his money. Vafal pi shenodar v'hikdish, even though he made a neder. And he was makdish efsher shechozibo. Maybe he retracted. V'nichem v'yifta pachas mishavyev. And he's going to want to console himself and be polled with less. Amra Torah, so the Torah says, Impod la'atzma Yosef Chomesh. If you're redeeming it for yourself, you've got to add on a fifth. Don't trust this guy. You see, the Torah is, he's going to back out. He gave the money, but he's going to back out. To stop the guy from backing out so quickly, we make him add a fifth to it. Because this way he won't back out so fast. That's what I was thinking before. Is that also a chiddush? That this guy who wants to bring the carbon, why would you think he'll back out? I don't know if that was the same level chiddush. First of all, I would have said it first as the smallest of the chiddushim, and maybe people will say it's not a chiddush. He's giving it, yes, Harata giving it. I don't know, I'll leave that up to you. If you want to say there's a shmooze here, that the guy would even have Harata right away. And that's why they have to make a knas, he has to pay more. Okay, I'll leave it up to you. I could be convinced either way. V'cheinim hikdish behem kedushas haguf. If you makdish on the animal, kedushas haguf, shema yachzibo, maybe he'll retract. The kivin cheni yochel lifdosa. The best kiddush coming up. The kivin cheni yochel lifdosa. Since he cannot redeem it, yachli. Or I guess he can't redeem it because there's kedushas haguf. I'm not fluent in the halachas, but I think if there's certain kedushas haguf, then already cannot be redeemed. Yachli fena bepchusimena. You'll exchange it. You would be tempted to exchange it. That you could do, but with a downgrade. If the Torah would give you permission to exchange harabi yafa, now the Rambam is asking Akasha, okay, so I understand why you can't exchange it for something less, but what about let him exchange it for something better? That's for sure he could do. Oh, you want to give a bigger donation? That's be good. I would have said it's okay. I wasn't put in charge. If you give permission to exchange the bad for good, yachlef hayafe, so he'll exchange it for the better one, berah, for the bad one. The yomer tovu, he's going to say that he exchanged it, he'll take a bad one, and he'll think it's a good one. Mamish. Lefichach, therefore, sasam akasim defonav, the Torah just keep it. It's very simple. Shlo yachlef. You're not allowed to exchange. If you try changing it, we'll give you a knas. V'omer, the Torah says, V'hayahu t'masa yekodesh. Ah. That's like it takes the cake on all the chidushim here. Here, what's going on? First we saw in the Ralbag that this person who is was and the Div Lev is bringing a carbon because he wants to have a Dveikus Bashem, he wants a kapara. So we're worried about this guy, he can, and that he's going to make exchanges, and he comes up with a svara that it's holech le'ibud. That was the first kiddush. That's what you're going to say, that's how you write off this beautiful carbon you were just zocha to bring. It's holech le'ibud. He thinks he's doing a favor. That's the Rabag. Kamashwan, yes. That's how much Daito Shalom Krovam Amonu. And then the Chizkuni came up with a Svara that he's going to say, I call me Shali. He's going to say, this is mine. It's enough. Dailach Bekach. He's going to tell the Rabbanu Shalom, tell the Kohen Gadol, it's enough, you take this. That already is also. He comes up with it's bad enough he doesn't do it, but he comes up with a maraheter. He comes up with a rationalization. He thinks he's self-righteous. But then, okay, and then the suffix on the round, he's going to stop and have charata right away. Okay, I have to think about whether that's also a chiddush. Maybe it's a chiddush also. But why not let him exchange what he has for an upgrade? Let him upgrade. Peretz is, if you let him upgrade, he's going to downgrade and think it's an upgrade. That's already pretty convoluted. Yeah, you can't let him upgrade, which you would think is good. It's good for Hekdesh. Hekdesh getting more meat, more money. He's got a bigger mitzvah. But you don't let him upgrade, because if you let him upgrade, then he's going to downgrade, and he's going to think he's upgrading, so he's going to downgrade. Wow. So it comes out, that's a really, the negiyas can twist us to thinking up is down, down is up. There's a maaser brought down from the Chazon Ish that Rabbi Lawrence, who was fundraised, he was fundraising in America, and this lady wanted to give a major, major life donation to a particular organization in Eretz Yisrael, and she had said she wanted to give her life savings. She's a very old lady, and he wanted to give a major donation to Yeshiva. It was in excess of $1 million. And if the story is taking place with the Chazon Ish, I think, died in 1960s, so $1 million, 1960s, not $1 million. We're talking about real money. Today, $1 million, we have yeshiva guys buying houses for $1 million. Depending on the city. So what happened? But she said the one thing she wants to get a bracha from the Chazon Ish. She gave me a bracha from Chazon Ish, and I'll give you $1 million. So he brings her, Rabbi Lawrence brings her to Eretz Yisrael, and he's very close with the Chazon Ish. And, you know, wants to get a bracha, so Chazon Ish speaks to this lady. And after speaking to her, he calls her Lawrence, he tells her, I advise you, let me see if I remember exactly right, I could be around all the details exactly right, but it's basically right. I advise you not to give all the money to this institution. I advise you only to give a third of the money, and you should make a t'nai with the organization that you retain ownership, like you have a lien on their property, on their building, so should anything ever happen, you get your money back. You can sell it and take your money back. That's what he told her. Okay, the meeting finished, and Rabbi Lawrence, you know what it is to, you know, fundraise money. Rabbi Lawrence was like, this is the Chazon Ish, so he couldn't get upset at the Chazon Ish, but why would the Chazon Ish do such a thing? I got this $1 million donor. I mean, I imagine Harry Bernstein, if I would do that, I wouldn't live to tell the story. So can you imagine, he went to the Chazon Ish, why would he do such a thing? So he waited a day, and then he came to the Chazon Ish, and he didn't know what to say. So the Chazon Ish already figured out. He says, I see you're confused why I would say such a thing. So he says, yeah. He says, I'll tell you why. After speaking to her, I was able to see in her, it's very difficult to give $1 million, life savings. People don't do that. And I was able to, when I spoke to her, realize that she's not going to be able to do it. It's too hard. Daito shel adam krova mamono. It's very difficult to part with money, even though you had your heart set on it. It's very hard to do it. And I was trying to give her aitzes to make it easier for her. Don't give all of it, just give a third of it. Keep some vested interest in the institution so you could theoretically get it back. Because once she gives it, maybe she'll give it, but... So, okay, Rabbi Lawrence said, okay, I can argue with the Chazon Ish. And he went and he made many, many trips. He said he made many, many trips to America to secure and finalize this third of the donation. She was listening to Chazon Ish. And it went years and years and years. In the end, she just couldn't do it. She couldn't part with her money. That's where the story goes. I was thinking that Maisa, you know, looking over these Maya Makamas. Daita shel adam krovel mamona. Now, the stories I'm talking about are all nedavas and stukas, but kal v'chomer, when it's not, when you have a sichsich with someone over money, whoa, then it's not fighting Yetzer Tov anymore. And even the Yetzer Tov, daylecha b'kach, it's enough if you take this. And it's holich le'ibud anyway. It's either krum svaras, we say, when it comes to saying it over to the yeshiva, to the Beis Hamikdash, for your own kapara, when it's just pure business, then there's nothing stopping us. You come up with the best for us and the best of us. There's no one immune. That's the word. You don't have to be a rusher. We're talking about a tzaddik here. That's the point. If you, those taking notes, you should just add this in. This is not a schmooze for the wicked. This is a schmooze for the righteous. This is for us. This is even for us. Someone who's bringing a karban, someone who's a good person, is trying to do a mitzvah. Even he is susceptible. This lady who's giving, wants to give a tzedakah. She couldn't do it. So just to realize that the nisayon of the negiya is very, very strong. Krova, Daita Shladim Krova Mamono, and to the hair that as far as that we're thinking may not be the right for us, but to check them out, the Eitzes, and Bez Hashem, we should be Zocha, be able to do the mitzvahs Kitikuna.